Blog Talk Radio.
Think of me, think about us since the intimacy. I'm trying to strum you like guitars in this beat. And can sit around and chuck it the blase split. Plus, you got a man, but he ain't quite me. This type of man is trying to give you what you need. And he wanna know where you are, where you be, where you going, where you stay, where you subject to be. Damn. If I was him, I wouldn't even need. I would trust you when you say that you are what you be. Say, he the type of nigga that tell a chick, take his girl on a date and they go to Mickey D's. Say, I'm the type to try to stab in the Jeep, try to take you out to see things and occasionally creep. Yeah, your man is doing things I can't really see. Don't sound too good, it sounds tainted to me.
Tuned in to GEI Radio Freaky Friday. I am your host, Tone. I got my co-host, GG. What's going on?
Tone, what's good, man? Everything's good over here, man. What's happening?
Man, I just wrapped up day one. We're shooting part two of the movie that we started. So we are...
Okay.
We just wrapped up, literally. I was speeding back to the crib so I could... jump on the radio. So it was dope, though.
Hey,
it was
that's,
dope,
that's
man.
That boss life, man. That's that boss life.
What's going on with you?
Yeah, that's everything's good, man. I've had a pretty busy week, busy couple of weeks, man. I got a chance to participate in something pretty cool right here in Atlanta. We were a part of. You know, and so basically we was passing out masks in the community. You know, we had a chance to participate with two of the local representatives, you know, in the Atlanta area. So that was really cool. We did it at one of the local schools in the inner cities. And we was able to pass out I think close to 2,000 masks, man, and just trying to bring some awareness to the community. And the news was out there and all that, man. So it was good. It felt good, man, to be able to give back, man. So it was awesome. Awesome day, man.
That's dope. I've been seeing you, man. You've been doing your thing, man. You got the photo shoots popping, radio interviews, TV interviews. That's what's up, man. What's up? Keep pushing.
We working, bro.
GG. Hey. That's what it's about.
Hey, it is, man. It's about progress and movement. Hey, but before we even get into anything, man, I want to make a big announcement. I want you to make a big-ass announcement on what you have, what your organization has going on in, I guess, in about 2 weeks, man. That way we kind of got that out the way so people can understand what's coming up. If that is available to the public, right? I ain't want to put that out there. It's a private event.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Of course, we got to keep it to a limit, but definitely, Black Friday, we're going to be doing a super dope event hosted by the one and only GG himself.
Yeah.
We have another host, Diva the Voice, so it's going to be a dope event. But guess what, GG? I got, it's like a little bit of bad news, like a little bit.
Uh-oh.
They just put us on lockdown again. In Maryland.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Yeah, that's what I heard.
I was talking to one of my business partners, and he was saying that he don't know for sure, you know, what all the stipulations is or whatever. Is it going to be 10 people? Is it going to be 50 people? So we're just trying to get that information before this weekend is up. But if it's only 10, then we're not going to be able to do it. 50 is a cool number. You know, but hopefully everything work out. We could do that. Have a great time, man, because I got a lot of stuff set up. So I'm hoping to go through.
Yeah.
If not, you know what it is, man.
Hey, man, we got to keep everybody safe, man. Keep everything right.
Yeah.
So that's a part of it, man. Everybody knows that there's a lot going on nowadays. I mean, even in whatever city or state you are, you know, the numbers, man, they keep saying the numbers are going crazy. So, you know, you just got to be careful about it. Be wise. Be smart with your shit. Nevertheless, man, tonight, man, we're going to have some fun, man. We got a guest tonight, right? So we're back. You guys know every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, myself, GG, After Dark, I got Tone. We got a special guest tonight. And we just wrapped up a crazy-ass series of lifestyle and BDSM. Man, that was the craziest.
That was crazy.
Two back-to-back episodes, man. And I'm saying crazy in a good way, but also in a weird way, because we were introduced to some shit that we ain't never been introduced before. Like, it was more than just, hey, we heard about or we read about. Like, it was real shit.
Pages worth of stuff, and I couldn't even jot down the stuff fast enough. So shout out to Rose Gold. Rose Gold, that's what
shout
we call it, right? Rose Gold.
Rose Gold.
Lady X came through and blessed us.
She did. Lady X came through, blessed us, man. We learned some more shit about her, too. I'm like, oh. Hey, you know, it just depends on the subject matter to where we get some news out of people. So that was interesting, man. That was interesting. So I'm good on that, and I know everybody else is good on that. So we back to our shit, man. We back on our bullshit on here, and it's gonna be fun. We have a female guest. Just a quick reminder. You guys know that we gets down, right, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard. Typically, the show's supposed to be till 10, but I'm going to say this specifically. You know, if you want to jump on here and you want to get your questions answered, you want to comment, stuff like that, man, you got to log in. You got to chime in, like, early on, because after 9:50, I believe, 10 o'clock, you know, we see y'all jumping on. But you're not gonna be able to chime in like you want to. So don't inbox me, right? Don't send no DMs to the to the IG account talking about, hey, I wanted to say something. I couldn't. Get your ass on here on time, man. All right, get on time and get in. So, hey, man, tonight I'm ready. I'm all the way live. I'm glad we got a female guest. I mean, most of the time we have female guests, but I like the fact that we have female guests that are very open to, you know, to the subject matter. And you know, they've already agreed that, okay, cool, we're going to answer the questions to the best of our ability. If we catch them on something, we just catch them on something, you know?
Definitely.
you never
all the
know,
ladies
man.
Been dope.
That's what Friday's about.
All the guests have been dope. We haven't had a bad guest yet. Like, they all been dope. They all been cool, you know? Like you say, to the best of their ability. You know what I mean? So, I'm excited, man. Like I said, I'm amped up because I actually was working today. I was in front of the camera instead of behind the camera, so I'm kind of hyped up about that.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So
yeah. You got the adrenaline flow. I kind of feel,
you ready,
I feel
your
vibe, bro. I feel it. Man, I stay ready, man. So I never have to get ready, man. Let's do it.
Okay, so let's get our guests on. GEI Radio, you on?
Hi, it's Thayer. How are you?
What's going on?
Nothing much. Chilling on this freaky Friday. It's Friday the 13th on top of that. It's a horrible mixture.
Yeah. Freaky Friday, Friday the 13th. It's 2020.
Woo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. We got a major combo going on right now, but we're gonna work it out. We're gonna make the best of it. We're gonna make the best of it. We're happy to have you. Tone, let's let her do her own intro. You know, because we don't want to. You know, we don't want to hold anybody back on everything they got going on. So, special guest. You know, if you want to let folks know, you know, who you are, a little bit about you, and you know what you like. Like, what do you actually like? What do you like to do? You know, just so they'll know what angle you'll come from whenever you share, you know, your answers with us. That's good.
Okay, so we will make this short and sweet. So long story short, I was introduced to GEI actually in New York. This was about 3 years ago. So that's how I became familiar. And believe it or not, everything has grown since then. My personal photographer is running GEI Arizona. So just look at the growth just within that. You can find me on Instagram at Thea Bay Models. Not only do I model, I also run my nonprofit, which is True to You. We promote self-confidence, self-love, and self-I-can. And then aside from that, I am also a creator. I dance. I do makeup. And then aside of that, about 7 months ago, I picked up a love for designing. So I also make clothes. That's the short synopsis.
Nice. A woman of many talents. You know, not mad at that. Now you agreed to be on the show, so you do understand that we're going to be talking a little bit about everything. You good with that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm good. I'm weight grown. I'm fine.
That's what I'm talking about. All right. Callers, just a quick reminder. If you want to chime in, if you want to ask me some questions, if you want to ask me and Tone some damn questions, just hit the number one. All right, and then you'll be in queue, and you know Tone will let you know when it's time for you to say something. So just be patient, be cool, and we're gonna get you on. So all that being said, yo, we in it.
We're gonna I'm gonna start off with something light, GG, before we get all in her business.
Oh man.
Let me ask you this: what do you look for in a man? Or a woman, if that's, you know, your thing.
I almost like threw up. I'm sorry. I don't do women. That's number one. So we'll go ahead and we'll scratch that question. What I look for in a man is pretty much like stability, should I say. I believe in partnership. Like, you should be able to meet at the table 50-50. I don't feel like the man should have to do anything, like everything. Times have changed. I feel like it's more of a mental stimulation, because when our body parts stop working, I want to know that you're my best friend and we can still laugh, joke around, and that's what's like the most important for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, nowadays everybody's into like, you know, the dick pics, and I'm like, okay, that doesn't do anything for me. Let's just keep it real. I need to be stimulated in my mind, and that's just the real.
Of course. Of course. Okay. Now, do you have any physical preferences? I mean, is there something about a man that seems to attract you the most as far as a physical presence or stature?
I would probably say I would probably have to say like a medium build, if that makes sense. The main thing that actually sticks out to me, I'm always checking for like teeth. I don't know why. But I want to know that your hygiene is good. And then my second thing that I actually look at is your foot game. Like, got to keep them pedicures up. I'm so sorry.
Feet got to be together. Huh? Now, I mean,
gotta
you know, you got guys that are athletes, you know, and they're hard on the feet. You know, they're hard on
That's no excuse.
Okay.
I'm a dancer, so mind you, we dance barefooted for like years in theater, so mine get calloused too, but you still got to be on top of it. You know, I mean, the Asian women are there with the callus scrubber. Get it done. No excuse.
Okay. So you're just saying, hey, work whatever you have, just make sure it's taken care of.
Make sure it's taken care of. You need to be clean from head to toe.
Okay. That's fair.
Yeah,
she was a little general. Now, you was a little general with that. Now, you didn't say anything about, you know, height preference, you know, complexion,
complexion does not matter. Well, you know, that's a lie. I don't per se be white boys. That's just not me. So let me just tell the truth.
What's your ethnicity?
You can't be shorter than me. So we have Irish, we have Indian, we have Black in our family, and a little bit of Moroccan. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
We're all mixed. All right. I mean, every black person is mixed. But
you got a whole
you can't
espresso
be
machine
than me.
Over there.
Exactly. Exactly. So no, I definitely agree with you. I cannot have anyone shorter than me. You need to be 5 foot and above.
Okay, so wait a minute. You're 5'11"? You're 4'11"?
I'm 5'5".
Okay. Damn, so you got to be at least 5'7"?
At least 5'7" and above, yeah. You cannot be on my eye level. Absolutely not. Not happening.
That's a tough one.
I know.
That's tough. Now, dealt with men before that's been your height or shorter, though, at one point in time, though, right? You tried it, at least.
I'm not going to lie. I tried it, and I just couldn't get past it. I was like, you know what? It's not going to work out. Like, you're the same height as me. Like, I feel like you wouldn't be able to protect me, you know? It's like, yeah, no, it just wasn't going to work.
That's always tough, man. That's always tough.
It's tough.
You know?
It's tough.
Yeah, but you're entitled. You're entitled.
So that's what it is with, because my wife said the same thing. I'll be playing with her sometimes, right? I'll put myself down and be eye to eye with her, and I'll be like, "Would you date me if I was this height?" She'd be like, "Nah, I ain't dating you that height." I'd be like, "What's the difference?"
It's a big difference.
I'm the same person. I'm just your height.
I want to be able to cuddle. Like, I want to be able to like fit inside your arms, your body. Does that make sense? If you're my height, we just turn into like a ball. Like, I need, you know, it doesn't work out that way.
Right. You need to be fully protected and covered. Right. I get it.
Exactly. Exactly.
I get it. Okay. Tone, what I find interesting with women is, you know, shorter women like taller guys, right? But have a tough time dealing with guys, you know, shorter. But taller women seem to be a little bit more open to shorter guys. And I don't know if it's because they're just like, look, I know I'm 6'2", 6'3", so that's a little above average, so I'm going to go ahead and give this brother, this 5'9 brother, this 5'8", 5'10 brother, a chance. You know, let me learn about him. Let me see what he's about. And she could be dunking on his ass. You know what I'm saying? But she seems to be open, man. I've always wondered how that worked with the taller women and the shorter women.
I'm going to give you a real secret right now. Like, only my wife knows this. I'm terrified of real tall women. Like, I don't know if it's a phobia or not. Like, women that are like 6'5 or 6'3. I don't know what it is. I'd be terrified, bro. That's too tall for a woman. That's too tall.
Amazon.
That's tall. Like,
hey, man, you scared of the Amazon?
6'5. Yeah, I'm a pass. Like, if I'm in a grocery store, and I see a real, real tall woman, like, and I'm going down that aisle, and I turn around and go to the other aisle.
Wow.
Oh, God.
This guy.
Oh, God.
This guy here, man.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Well,
oh,
you know your ass ain't going to be at any WNBA games if they ever get back up and running with you.
You know, I'm just going to be way in a VIP, that's all.
All right, that's cool. All right, so let's go ahead and let's dig in a little bit more. Again, we have our special guest here, Freaky Friday, every Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, GG After Dark Tone. I want to ask you some questions, you know, because we talk about the dating climate all the time, right? And so I want to ask, like, with where things are right now with the pandemic, corona, and all this extra shit going on, what are your do's and don'ts when it comes to dating guys right now? Like, are you still meeting? Are you still doing dates? Do you have some type of protocol? Like, how does that work right now with you?
Oh, my gosh. Let me just be the first to say it has been so weird. Since the pandemic has happened, I have had old people come out the woodwork. And I just laugh because I'm like, well, where were you a year ago? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, all of a sudden, like, you're thinking about me. Oh, all of a sudden, you want to marry me. I just be like, get out of here with that. Like, I think people are just going through their phone or going through their Facebook because they're really bored in the house. Like,
bored.
It's been crazy, just straight up bored. So I don't believe in picking up the old. I feel like some of the newbies are extremely desperate, so I'm not picking up desperate either. This has just kind of been a time to reflect, spend time with family, friends that I know. I've been creating a lot, so I think that we'll be safer once we're out of it, because I feel like a lot of people are not showing their true colors, you know what I'm saying? So it's just not safe.
I can see that. I can see each point that you made. A lot of folks are, you know, they're reverting back to what's comfortable. Or maybe what they felt like, you know, there was some good times, and maybe we could rekindle those because there's less distractions. In other words, everybody ain't entertaining everybody anymore because it's real out there. It's too real.
Correct.
So
correct.
I could definitely see that. But at the same time, I mean, it's also a good time to kind of focus, you know, maybe on somebody. Or maybe, you know, a couple of people, and just kind of see what they're about, see how consistent they are, see if everything lines up. So even with that being said, I mean, you know, a date here or two, is that still cool with you?
Oh, yeah, that's still cool. there's nothing wrong with that, like you said, because I actually do have someone that's kind of been consistent. So it's nice to see, like you said, it's like no judgment yet. Not yet.
Yeah. You definitely don't want to make any harsh decisions, any impulse decisions during this time.
Correct.
Because Tone, I mean, realistically, man, you know, people are limited. You know, people are limited. So you don't know what they really want to do, but we know what they can do right now. And so, you know, you can't even be taking the same type of risk that you made last year. You know what I mean?
Oh, no.
You're not even making those types of, you know what I'm saying? You can't be at one spot, you know, this weekend and then, you know, at another spot the next weekend. I mean, that's just, it's not safe. It ain't safe.
You know what, Gigi? I honestly think that it should be easier to date now opposed to when everybody just was out moving around, going there, because everybody's kind of stuck in one spot. So, you got time to really, really get to know a person, right? You got time to,
right.
Because you can't say like, oh, I was at the club, oh, I was over here, because there's nothing really going on right now. So you got time to really get to know a person and their family and background.
You be caught in a lie.
And everything. Yeah, you know, if they lying, you got time to figure it out, because, you know, nobody's really moving around like that. So I think it should be, for single people, it should be easier to date right now. To me, I don't know. I'm not single, so maybe people could call in and tell me why it's harder to date right now.
It's all these filters, man.
It's all these filters and catfishes. I don't know if it's any easier because people are using the internet to their advantage and stealing pictures and saying it's them. I don't know.
You can't lie in that live chat. I'm just saying, like, what is it called? The FaceTime thing where you talk on the phone?
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You.
I thought you was talking about, like, you know, the toll-free number, the live chat, man. I'm like, yeah, they still got that. They still got those, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's hot, super old singles. School right there.
Oh, hot Lord. Singles, sexy singles, man. Yeah, man, the FaceTime. Yeah, for sure. All right, so how do you feel about pics? I know you was talking about the dick pics, I mean, look, dudes are just doing that, right? They shoot
right.
They shot, no pun intended, but they going for it. And the thing about it is, you know, it's a numbers game to guys. Let's be real. Like,
right.
Okay, a lot of women don't like dick pics, right? That's what it is. But that doesn't mean every single woman doesn't like dick pics. And then it depends on maybe what that pic looked like. Because I remember talking to a young lady, and it was, what's funny is, you know, she was one of those women that are just always, you know, brutally honest, right? So she was like, yeah, you know, this guy that I went to school with and stuff, you know, he was cool. He knew me when, you know, I was married and now I'm single, whatever. Well, he hit me up. And he was like, hey, how you doing? I was like, fine. And then, you know, we talked a couple times. And next thing I know, he sent a dick pic. And I was like, all right, so did you look at it? You know, what'd you think? You know, because you saying that, like, you know, you're not too appalled. And she was like, well, I mean, it was, you know, it was impressive. She was like, it was impressive. But, you know, I felt disrespected. So I'm like, okay, did you tell him? You know, she was just like, nah, you know, I was just, I told him, don't do that, blah, blah, blah. So my point is, sometimes it's still an icebreaker. And not all women are like, oh, my God, why did you do that? They're kind of like, no, that's disrespectful. But, you know, in the back of their mind, they're like, yo, if I get a hold of that, if I get a hold of that, then it might be all good. So. I always wonder how things progress through the phone, the whole phone situation. Like, is there, like, deal breakers with you if a conversation goes somewhere too fast that you just like, look, I don't want to talk to you no more? Or do you give somebody the chance, like, look, you know what, you talking a little bit too soon about this, or let's change the subject, or, you know, yo, you ain't got shit else to talk about. So how do you navigate those phone conversations and the directions they go?
So actually, yes, it's number three. That's exactly how I navigate. I don't per se cut people off just like that. Like once you do something I don't agree with, I will definitely be open and tell you like how I'm offended, and you have a chance to actually come correct. And then it's like, you know, the next step to like, is there a better conversation? Is there anything else that you're interested in? So yes, I will take number three. I don't just cut people off. Now, if they keep doing it and they're just nasty and just horny, I just, yeah, I'm just done.
If they just blatantly just coming too strong, then at that point, you just got to go ahead and draw that line in the sand, I guess, huh?
Right, correct.
Okay.
So let me flip that, Gigi. Let me act, because, okay, for a guy, now let's say a girl, Gigi, is that a turn off to you if she's being sexual too quick?
That's a good ass question, man. Listen, well, for me, man, really, it's definitely gonna. If we don't have a vibe, I don't like it. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't just jump into that. Like, don't just, hey, these are my titties. You know what I mean? Now, I'm gonna look at them, right? I'm gonna definitely look at them, and I'm not gonna discard the picture right away. Mm-hmm. But I still want to know, like, are you just putting yourself out there, or is it because we got a vibe and you're feeling comfortable and you're like, yo, let me just try Gigi's ass, man. He be talking all this shit on his platforms, but let me see what happens. And so for me, man, it's really going to take, I don't like for a woman to kind of jump out there like that, you know, because at the same time, you're not going to talk to me like you talk to these other Negroes. Like, first of all, so that it's not going to be that. Yeah, finesse me a little bit, man. I don't mind being finessed, all right? So I'm putting myself out there. You got to finesse Gigi, and you just can't put yourself out there like that, man. Like, we need to be going a certain direction and then do it that way, or it's going to be a complete turn-off, you know? And that does happen. I mean, I block folks, too. I block women, you know what I mean? I don't have no problem blocking a woman, especially if she comes at me to where, like, you don't even know me. And you think you can talk to me any kind of way? Like, come on, man. Let's do this thing. Let's do this thing the right way. So, you know, that's pretty much how that works, Tone.
Okay.
And I'm easy. I'm an easygoing guy. Let's make some convo.
I think if I was single, It wouldn't bother me.
Oh, why? Because you nasty like that.
But. but I can choose what I give attention to. So if I opened the text message or inbox and the lady had, you know, sending me her titties with a message, I'm going to look and close it and keep it moving. Mm-hmm. I don't have to, you know, entertain it or tell her she wrong or not. That's just how she felt. Maybe she thought that was a way to get me. You get what I'm saying? So, but it's not. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to look, close it, and keep it moving. If I don't like it, man, if I do like them, if I, you know, if I find it, if I, you know, I'm going to say something. But you choose what you entertain. So if a guy send you that pic, you don't even have to respond to it. You know what I mean? If you open it, or like, click, delete, and move forward. I never understood that, like, why do people make posts about somebody sending you something? Some people don't know no other way of connecting with a man or a woman. That's all they know is through sex. Some people just only know through sex. So it works for the other five people that they send it to. So they feel like it's going to work with the sixth person. You know what I mean, girl?
Yeah. The blasting. The blasting always seems to bring more attention to the individual, making it seem like everybody's after them or they're a victim. Like, the shit happens to everybody, right, at some point. And if you're really trying to get your point across, do you want everybody to know these are the interactions that you're dealing with, you know, or do you just want to get your point across? Because you can do that, you know, discreetly. and still kind of keep, you know, keep everything that you have going on private. But yeah, that's a good point, man. I never really understood the those posts. I mean, unless, you know, unless maybe it's somebody they know and they know their, you know, their spouse or you know, they feel like they're being defamed or something like that, then, you know, they're just trying to draw blood first, I guess. But other than that, man, you know, kind of handle your affairs accordingly, man, because that's pretty drama-filled. There's a handful of folks that handle things that way, so that's unfortunate.
So let me ask both of y'all this question real quick, Gigi, because this is another thing people say, like, how if I don't know you, right? You know how people are like, oh, you in my inbox, you thirsty. It don't have to be like sexual. It can just be like, hey, how you doing or whatever. Some people just, you know, put it out there. If I don't know you and I want to know you, what's a good way for me to say hey or hi in your inbox? Maybe I don't want to write it on a post for everybody to see. Maybe I just want to, you know, inbox you so we can have that conversation. So, Gigi, it's Ty. I hope I'm saying this right. Taya?
It's Thayer.
Thayer.
It's T-H. Thayer.
Thayer. And I told my wife that. She said Taya. See, I was right. so what's a good way? I'll let you go first. I was going to say Taya again. Thayer. What's a good way for a man to enter your DM?
So I'm actually okay. A lot of people will get in the DM and say, hey, what's up? Hello. Hi, my name is. I'm fine with all of that because, and let me tell you the reason why I'm okay with it, because like you said, not all of it is because every man is just being thirsty. Some of it is business. Some of it comes out of, like, I've seen this and I need your work for this. So I never just jump to conclusions. Does that make sense? I always, like, you know, in a respectable manner, like, hello, hi, how are you? And usually it comes next, like, oh, I see, or hey, you're beautiful. Then, you know, you kind of know which way to go after that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I get that. And of course, you know, you you're a businesswoman, you know, entrepreneur, you're a professional. So, and I think I'm somewhat in the same direction, same tune with that, because I never want to assume, you know. So if a young lady comes in my inbox, you know, of course there's certain things that you're going to get. I believe that, you know, well, believe it or not, you know, women can be extremely aggressive, right? If they want to get their point across, just like we talked about before, if they want to shoot their shot and they're not bullshitting, they just going to say what it is. Like if you get a DM, you get an inbox, say, damn, you know, you're sexy as fuck. Because women say that, right? Women say you're sexy as fuck, right?
That is
so true. So if they say that, you know, then you already know, you know, what it is. Versus, you know, hey, you know, how are you? And there's some really, really nice women out there that'll just go the extra mile. Like, you know, do you mind, you know, a few seconds of conversation? You know, do you have some time? And I'd be like, are you about to sell me some cologne or something?
You know right. I mean?
Yeah, spit your shit, right? So, but, you know, women can be extremely aggressive. I would say women can be aggressive and guys can be a little bit more forward. Mm-hmm. I think there's a difference, you know, being too forward, being aggressive, because you can still be aggressive and respectful, right? But sometimes you can be forward and blunt and you're like, well, damn, I mean, yo, you don't even know me like that. You know, I don't want to know that you was looking at my crotch. My ass, like that, you know.
Yep.
So, yeah, man. But I don't really think that there's a wrong way if you have good intentions. You know what I mean? Like, even if you say something that may be corny or something like that, if you got good intentions, you know, that vibe will be there, and then, you know, you can kind of go from there. You know, and like you said, Tony, I mean, you don't have to entertain everybody.
Yeah,
that part is
so awesome. How it. how important, because here's the thing, right? This is what you know, come up like homegirls and homeboys I'll be tripping off. Like when they be like, man, this girl in my DM, I don't like her. This person in my DM, this person, When the person is attractive, right, do you have that same response? For the single, for the single. Now, you might and why did this person do this when you're really not attracted to them? But do you have that, if an attractive person approached you wrong, would you have that same response? Like, you disrespected me.
I feel that the same rule applies across the board. I mean, of course, in the background, I'm like, damn, we'll be fine. But no, the same rule.
Why you say that stupid shit?
I'm saying behind the scenes, you know, you're like, ooh, but I'm not going to lift up off my standards.
I get that, too. I get that. Yeah, I'd be the same. I mean, you know, so when we start talking about that, man, Tone, there's a double standard, man. Let's be real about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a double standard because, you know, as guys, if a woman is verbal, she don't mind expressing how she feels. For us, that like takes away 70% of the shit that we have to deal with. You know what I mean? Like, Is she talking to us because she mad at her man and she don't really like us? Did we catch her on a good day? You know what I'm saying? Is she pissed off at dude? You know, is she feeling us? Is it a bet? Is a girl saying, hey, girl, find out what he about, and if he cool, give him my number. Instead of you. Like, we got so much shit that we got to deal with just to get to the next stage that if a woman is letting us know that she has an interest, then, you know, now we kind of doing a little bit of quick due diligence. You know, we go look at the pics, scroll through, see what's going on, see how far back we gotta look to see, you know, she might be with a guy. Because, you know, that's what we look for. We like, okay, look. Okay, 2017, she was with Buddy. You know what I'm saying? They was on the beach.
Right.
2017, right. We ain't seen no pics after 2017. So, you know, that could be baby pops or, you know, it could be an ex dude or whatever. You know, so that helps out. That helps us out a lot, and really, it kind of skips some steps to where I think that we can kind of bypass some of the pleasantries and be like, "Girl, what you want, man? I mean, what you trying to do? Who sent you? Right? Like, who sent you, man? Who's playing games?" So I think that's a double standard for us. If a woman is a little bit more forward and she comes in aggressive and stuff like that, man, I think that we're quicker to entertain that, and she can get away with some stuff. Like, that doesn't mean she get a whole pass, but she can kind of get away with some stuff, though. Yeah, for sure. She can get away with some things, man.
Definitely. I rarely, rarely see a man put a woman on blast for being in his DM. You know what I'm saying? I've never seen a guy, ever. Seen a guy put a woman on blast, like, why are you in my inbox? So don't inbox me ever. You know what I mean? Like, we might not entertain it, but it's still flattering. You know what I'm saying? Just no matter if she's attractive or not, just somebody, you know, showing interest. Like, oh, that's dope. Like, all right, I'm not going to entertain it, but okay. You jumped out there. It take a lot, man. It take a lot for somebody to do something like that. Like, to not know a person and just be like, you know what, I'm just about to shoot my shot, knowing the time that we in, when people just screenshot and like, look at this person in my inbox. So for somebody to do that the right way, I'm not saying like just off the top send a dick pic or off the top send titties. I'm just saying like a regular conversation, like, hey, how you doing? It take a lot. So like I said, I open it up. Okay, I see you. You know, I can't entertain it, but I see you.
Right? Like, I see you, boo. I see you.
Yeah, I see you. You know, good looking. But we got a caller. Let's get that first caller tonight. Let's get that caller on before we move into the next topic, because I got a couple more questions for you. 2748, GEI Radio, you on?
Hey, y'all. It's Candy. What's going on?
What's going on, Candy?
It's like Candy.
Oh, can you hear me okay?
Candy.
Hey.
Yeah, yeah, loud and clear.
Hey.
How you doing, love? What's going on?
Nothing much. I had a question, but I think ZZ kind of answered my question, though. But I'm curious to know how you, the rest of the panel feels. How much does someone's social media weigh on your decision to, like, slide in their inbox?
That's a great question.
Great question.
Yeah.
I didn't hear the last
part. And I guess, like, when I say how much does it weigh, is it more so you're looking through pictures or do you pay attention to, like, their posts or how they comment on certain stuff?
Yeah, you want to hit that first. Let's let our guest handle that first.
Hi, Candy. I'm Thea.
Hey.
I feel that you should watch for a while, if that makes sense. So yes, it would be the way that they carry themselves in their pictures. It would be the way that they post. It would be the videos. That way you kind of know how they are because they're in their comfort zone when they're pretty much like posting with friends. And if you take interest or liking to that and you're vibing with that, then yeah, of course I would take the chance and slide in the DM. And then of course that can possibly grow into something. But if there's something that you see that you don't like and you're not vibing with, or you feel like, this is probably a little bit too fake, then I would just definitely go with what you're feeling.
Okay.
Yeah. And we don't care about what Tone says because Tone's married, man. He don't give a damn about that, right? So I'll go ahead and I'll answer this part, right? Hey, this shit is moot. This shit is mute. Hey, so I would say, you know, for me, I pay a lot of attention to social media, especially with ladies, man. I mean, for me, it even gets meticulous to the point where I look at their responses to what guys say and how they comment, right? We've had this conversation before, or we've had this subject before. Tone, remember I was talking about how women, you know, how they comment, and we look how they comment, and is it the same for each one? Like, well, you know, does everybody get a heart face? You know, everybody mm-hmm. gets a smile, you know, who gets the love emoji and stuff like that. So I look at that. Pics, I like looking at pics. So really, really, they don't bother me. But, you know, if your ass is out, like, all the time, you know, it's like, damn, you know, she needs some attention. Because, I mean, you ladies are beautiful. And you know what pics are going to get you 400 likes. Let's just be real. You know what pics are going to get you 400 likes, right? You already know what those are going to be, right? And you know, and here's an indication, Tone, of one of those pics. I'm feeling myself today, right? Or I'm feeling cute. Like, they know they about to get 400 or 500 likes on there, okay? Your titties is popping. You got the nips out, your ass out. You know what I'm saying? You want a two-piece, one-piece, whatever, in a biscuit. You know, two-piece in a biscuit, right? So you already know that you're going to get those numbers. So if it's a little too excessive, then that, for me, that's a turn-off. You know what I mean? I like I like for a woman to, you know, mix it up a little bit. And, like, you got other shit going on, right? Like, all your pics don't have to be
right
in the bathroom, you know, three quarters turned, right? We can't even see your face because you're too busy trying to get a full ass view, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, mix it up a little bit. What else you doing? Do you know what I mean? Are you doing any business stuff? Are you traveling anywhere? Mm-hmm. Damn. So, so I'll take a look at that. And I'll look at her content, too, man. If she's complaining, mm-hmm. you know, she's always complaining and you know, all this extra stuff going on. I'm like, okay, you know, she's gonna need some attention, or she likes attention, or that type of thing. She may not, but, you know, perception is everything. So I think that's a good point.
Yeah.
I definitely pay attention to it. I do.
Damn,
but don't
a lot
stop
of
putting no fish up, though. That's for damn sure. Don't stop.
Whatever. You got me ready to go get me a choir robe and start taking some pictures.
Nah.
Wait.
Hey, let it fly.
Let me start.
Let it fly.
No, yeah, sir. I'm about to post up in some turtlenecks.
Oh, God.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Well, you know, sometimes some turtlenecks is, oof, you know, sometimes some turtlenecks do what it do.
I think that, like, when I'm looking at pictures, like you said, Gigi, if it's every picture, then it's like, it starts to be not attractive, but every, you know, couple pictures of you showing booty or you showing breasts or whatever, it's cool. I understand it's social media, but you got to be doing something. You can't have 400 pictures of the same picture. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I honestly tell my wife all the time, like, you know, of course we got magazines, so we always looking to put models in, but I be deleting a lot of people. I be like, man, I'm a man. I love looking at it, but it's like, it's just too much, lady. Like, how many times can you take a picture of your butt? Like, how many times? You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's angles, you know? Angles.
Yeah.
Angles.
Yeah, left
it's
cheek, right cheek, semi-left cheek.
It's kind of weird to me. I'd be like, wow, she got like 300 pictures of her butt. Like, 300. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, man.
People, that's their happiness. So if it make them happy, I can't really knock it. But that's their happiness. They could be doing something
else.
That's
true. They just want you to go ahead and you can unfriend them or you can swipe left or right. Ain't that how that works? That's what they say.
On Tinder, I think Facebook goes up and down.
Literally up and down.
Yeah, he went Tinder on us all of a sudden.
He did.
Wait a minute.
Is that Tinder? Tinder swiping?
That's Tinder.
Yes.
Tinder is
okay.
Right,
my, you know
to
what?
Left.
Nah,
Facebook
nah,
is
nah.
Up and down.
What is Tinder?
Is it? Is nah. Hold on. If you click on a picture,
Tone, that's the answer we were looking for.
Left and right. Once you click on the picture, once you click on one picture, you got to swipe left or right to get through their pictures.
GG,
right?
What's Tinder?
The sifter. Tinder is a dating app, man.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
Tinder's
okay,
a dating app. You know. That's where they came up with the, you know, if you like, swipe right, some shit like that.
Correct.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm not on that. You can't find me on that.
You're not on it anymore. Is that what you just said?
I tried Tinder for one day.
Uh-oh.
I'm not gonna lie to you, but here's my mistake with Tinder. You can connect your Facebook. Right,
oh.
So your pictures from Facebook will post on there, and all I needed was one woman to say, "Hey, Gigi, I didn't know you was on Tinder." I had to deactivate it, man. And then the thing is, you still have to go back in and like really sign out. Like you can't just sign out, then you know, you gotta completely delete your whole profile. So that was bad. That was grand opening, grand closing that day, man.
Before we move on to the next thing, let me ask y'all: have y'all ever went on a date from a dating app? Have you ever met somebody and went out with them physically?
No.
Mm-mm.
What?
No,
that's right. Like, what if they're like serial killers or something?
Me too.
No.
Like, that's how people end up in like sex trafficking rings and stuff
exactly.
Like that. No, thank you.
Nah.
I don't
so
even
no
like
plenty of fish,
people from
no
Facebook.
Christian mingles, no black singles rock, and so none of that. Huh?
Nope.
None of that.
All right. Well, you know. Yeah. Yeah. What about Black
you
Planet?
You tried it.
Black Planet. Everybody went out on one date on Black Planet, right?
Nah.
Back
none
in
of
the
that.
2000,
nah.
99, 2000.
I don't even.
Cash money?
No.
Okay.
I think it was familiar to me. I very rarely date strangers. But I'm just kind of, I don't know.
So nobody.
So they went, so you made an account on the social media.
Now, if you say social media, then they have to change the answer.
So what's the difference? Social media.
Listen, man. I know loopholes. I know women, and I know they're loopholes, man.
Mm-mm.
You have to say social.
I don't even date off social media.
You've never dated off of social media.
I've never dated off of social media. I meet people and I friend zone them for like a year, and then they go to like a dating roster in my mind. I have to really get to know you to even be interested in dating you.
Fair enough.
I don't know. If it comes off of Facebook, I would say, like, you know how you ever been invited, like, to a group event or a party, and you're like, hey, you're my Facebook friend. Like, something like that has happened. But never just because you've been in my DM, like, oh, I want to take you out.
Yeah.
I feel like when you start dating from Facebook, you're obligated to, like, post on Facebook your relationship.
Absolutely.
And I'm
not.
Just not into that.
You don't have to.
I'm not into that at all.
Girl, keep the suspense. Everybody ain't got to know who your man is.
That's how I am. That's not my thing.
Yeah.
So if you meet on Facebook,
you
got to post on Facebook.
I mean, it just seems like, because it's like your whole setup is Facebook. So, I don't know.
Oh, man.
That's just my thought process, but.
Yeah, that's hard knock right there. That definitely has to be a discussion. But, so you try to open up a can, man. We're not going to open up that can because we start talking about social media and stuff like that, man. That is a whole nother ball game. So we're going to stick to the script on that one. Candy, we always appreciate you jumping on here. You are one of the dopest folks that we have. You've been rocking with us, you know, since day one. So we always appreciate you. And don't stop with your picks, man. Go ahead. Three quarters, that's fine. You want to do a whole 180 and look back at it? Nobody's mad at any of that. Keep it rocking.
Well, thank y'all so much. This show gets doper and doper like every episode.
Hey, we appreciate you.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, we definitely opened up some things. Tony, I know you got a couple more questions. Just want to remind everybody that we have a special guest, Thea, today. And you're residing out of where?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona on the map, man. Mm-hmm. Arizona has been on the map. It's a lot of things popping. What's the weather like in Arizona right now?
Picnic weather. It's about 72 during the day, and then it drops down to about 61 at night.
Yeah, that's pretty comfortable.
Yeah, it's very
that's
comfortable.
Pretty comfortable. Okay. Yeah, I can dig that. Tony, I know you got a couple more questions, man. I'm gonna piggyback off your questions.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to ask two questions. We really was light with her tonight. Like, she got the lightest interview.
Ever.
Really.
She skated through.
But so let me ask you this. What has to happen in the bedroom? Like, what's one of the things that has to happen in the bedroom?
One of the things that has to happen, you know, I'm gonna say it just kind of just depends on which mood I'm in. Sometimes I just want to go straight to the point. I don't need the like pre-romance. And other times I do want to be finessed. And then we get down to the business. I may want you to, you know, kiss my neck and then follow me down my chest line to my stomach, to my, you know, and then we can get right to the business. And other times I just want it right then and there, like take your clothes off.
So you will be that aggressive at times, right?
Oh yeah. It's fun to switch it up. You can't just always be the same.
So how aggressive have you ever been in a first encounter? Like, have you ever just told a dude like, "Yo, tonight I need the dick. Like, or did you go in his pants? How did you let him know? What is the most aggressive that you was like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm doing this? But you did it anyway.
So, unfortunately, that has never been my life, only because I work in the medical field, and I've always been terrified because I see certain things that come into the clinic. I've never just, you know, walked up to a random. I at least need to know first, last name, phone number, where do you live, just in case something pops off. I know how to find you. I've never been that aggressive. But yeah,
no,
like
I'm talking about with your guy, with somebody you're dating, and it was your first encounter. And I'm not talking about, you know, hey, I met you at the movies. You know what I mean? I'm going to go in your movie. you can go in my movie and meet me in K-19. Nah, but I'm talking about the guy that you dating. How aggressive?
Oh, yeah, it's been that aggressive. Like, I'll give you a prime example. You could be in the kitchen. You decided to make me a steak dinner. Like, I'm literally going to stop you right sitting there just because that's personally sexy to me. And I'm like, let's go right now. Stop everything you're doing. Right now.
You're going to burn the steak.
No, we're going to turn it off. That can be to be continued.
Okay.
I want other steak at that point. That steak can wait.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. You want the real meat. Okay, gotcha.
The real meat.
Okay. The real deal meat. That's pretty cool. You know, Tone and I, we like to talk about an experience. The very first experience, I'm going to give you a scenario. Let's say that you and your guy, you already know what's going down that night because you guys had dinner, you know, you was talking, you guys been going back and forth, sexting and sending pics and stuff all day. So you already know what's going down later on, right? So you come home or you go to his house. Let's say you go to his house, you guys have a glass of wine, and then he takes you upstairs, right? So he opens the bedroom door, and he has several candles around the bed. You look over there to the nightstand. On the nightstand, he has a pair of handcuffs. He has a blindfold. And he has a paddle. And he also has a two-edged dildo. What is your next move after that? After you see all of this going on?
My next move is like, hell to the gnaw, okay? I'm okay with the blindfold. I'm okay with the paddle. But what is the sense of the dildo? Like, I don't play the ass games if that's what we're thinking about. Yeah, I just, no. It's a hell no. Try again.
Okay, so, but does that kill the whole mood, or are you just asking questions like, yo, what the hell is that about? I'm not into that. Does he just ruin his chances?
Oh, it doesn't ruin his chances. We're about to have a long-ass conversation. Is it dildo for me or you? Or, like, you know, what's going on?
Oh.
Yeah, we got to talk about it. Yeah.
Tone, that's a mood killer, right? Why you just can't be like, all right, look, I'll take one, two, and three, and then you can leave the other shit. Now let's get it on. You want to stop the whole mood and sit down and have a conversation? I mean, what do you want to talk
about?
Have
a conversation. No.
What do you want to talk about? Don't do it.
Why you just can't take what you want? Right, and then talk about the rest later, and make that happen. You gonna stop the whole flow of things?
You know the problem with that is because it's like you can't get into the mood for me because I'm gonna be thinking about the number three object, which is what you said, the dildo. Why is the dildo there? Why?
You can't get that out of your head. Huh?
I can't get it out of my head. You're gonna have to answer some questions. Why do you own it? What do you do with it?
That's pretty weird.
The problem.
That's pretty weird.
Right? You have your own on your body. Like, why do you need an extra? I'm confused.
Look, little too much, huh? Okay. You know, Tone, one of our favorite questions is to give you a scenario. You and your mate, you have three options. Now, obviously, mm-hmm. all three options may be attractive to you, but we want to know which one would be your first, or which one would be your go-to, or which one would you consider, you know, the best fantasy, if you will. All right, so you got three options. First option is, so you guys are on vacation. That's a scenario. And at some point, you're going to get it in, right? So you have three options. Number one is beach, sex on the beach, whether it's on the chair or on the blanket, however you want to do it. Number two is sex in a fancy five-star restaurant bathroom, right, mm-hmm. in the bathroom. And then the last one, of course, is going to be on the balcony in your hotel room. So you got the beach, you got the restroom of the fancy awesome. Restaurant, and then you have the balcony at your hotel. What is your number one pick and why?
I am definitely going for Drunk in Love, which is the beach. It's number one.
Okay.
Just something about becoming one with Mother Nature. Like, as the wind and the water goes, it's just the vibes in that. Like, everybody is just in one good mood. You're just one with Mother Nature, pretty much.
Okay. All right. Hey, you know, Tone, we never hear the same answer, right? Consistently, everybody's different, so that's cool. Everybody is different, so that's cool. Yeah, we went relatively light, but you know, tonight we really wanted to also talk about, you know, the dating climate and just views about, you know, what's going on right now, because we're in a different time right now. You know, we're in a different time. We have to be extremely not only sensitive to these times with everything going on and people losing their lives and people getting sick and that type of thing, but at the same time, you know, dating still exists and we still have to interact with each other and have some type of dialogue between women and men. So, you know, it's always good to bridge the gap between perspectives and women and men in this dating arena. So I think that was fair. Tone, what you got, man? How you feeling?
Good, man. It was dope. It was dope, man. It was a nice. It was, like I said, we definitely went light. Definitely went light. We usually go all the way in, but it was still a dope show. What we talked about, all the stuff was necessary. But I do have another question, though, like, so for, because y'all single, so. Okay, if you're dating right now, when do you meet up? Like, do you still have people come to your house, or is it outdoors, or is it everything just online or on the phone?
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, once you're past that point to where you kind of know a person well enough, like, okay, yes, you have gone out to eat, you sat at the park, then, yes, you're at that point where you're like, why don't you come over? We can Netflix and chill, literally.
Right.
So that's okay, but you do want to make sure that you're safe first. That is the most important thing. You just don't go rush into inviting strangers to your house. So that's never an advisement.
are dudes still trying to get over to the crib quick, though? Like,
it's still a real thing. It exists. Oh, yeah, it exists.
Damn.
It exists.
Damn, I hate to hear that.
Let me just come over. For what? No, I'm okay.
But why do ladies say for what? Like, if a man is asking, you know, like, if a man is asking to come over, like, you already know why he want to come over there. He don't want to watch TV, even though he will. He don't want to talk, even though he will. Like, you know what it is.
And that's why I answer with the frustrated emoji face. For what? Because I'm not giving it up. That's
right.
That's why I asked the question.
And I also think that women want us men to incriminate ourselves, right? Like, say it. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not going to allow you to assume or play this mind game. We want you
Correct.
To say it so that we can be like, really? Really? Oh, that's how you feel it? That's what you think this is about?
Oh, that's what you wanted to do.
Yeah. So, and the reverse of that is if a woman says that, you know, we're supposed to believe that, well, we're not like you guys. We can just come over there and we can chill. I can
That's
come over there
true.
And cook you dinner. You
that
can
is
cook,
not true.
You know what I mean? Like it's supposed to just automatically be like they don't want that as well. Well, you know, there's always exceptions to the rules, but you know, for me, man, you know, I'm older now, Tone. I'm older, so I handle things differently. Like if a woman wants to come over to my spot, like early on, I'm kind of shook. Because I'm like, yo, what you want to do that for? You know what I mean? Like, is that what you do? Because, you know, that's not cool. So, you know, I'm a little bit more meticulous, you know, with my dating or my courting, if you will. Because I like to pay attention to, like, what goes on in their life. You know what I mean? Like, I need to know with the weeks and through the months, like, do you get sick? You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you do? What do you have going on? I know you work, but what do you do outside of that? Like, I kind of want to know how their life goes because you can learn a lot just by, you know, picking up on a person's routine. You know, like, does she go missing from, like, 8 p.m. to, like, 11, and then will she, you know, she'll text you, hey, you know, you up? Like, yeah. Where you been the last 4.5 hours? You know what I mean? Like, you've been unavailable, you know, and you work during the day. So I just kind of like to find out and get an idea of their patterns and what they do, man. And then after a while, then I'm a little bit more comfortable. But we can go out, you know, mm-hmm. we can do some dates, man, and just kind of see if we got some good vibes, some good chemistry and enough of that consecutively, and that'll let me know, you know, where we can go from there. But like I said, man, it's real out here, and
right.
You know, just, being older, man, you just got to be wise.
To me, it just seemed like single people make dating so hard. Like, just listening to single people talk about dating, I'd be like, it's not that hard, is it? It's just not that hard to me. To me, I just be like, wow, it just don't seem like it would be that hard to. I guess if you're just honest in what you want, it should be easy to find what you want if you're honest in what you want.
Yeah.
To me,
that,
I could be wrong.
Yeah, I mean that's the issue though. But that's the issue. You know, a lot of people are pretending to be something that they're not because it makes them look more attractive than what they are, you know. And that happens all the time, and I'm sure that she can admit. You ever see somebody seems cool as hell on social media, or maybe that they hang out with some people that you know, and you're like, yo, that person is dope, that person's cool, whatever. But then when you get to know them, they're not anything like you thought they was going to be, you know, and it may be because certain pitches, maybe certain, mm-hmm. you know, when you see them, the people that they're around. But you won't learn anyone until you're on a one-on-one situation. And I think that's what happens a lot, man. You kind of get a glimpse of what somebody might be. Then when you get to know them, shit, when you really get to know them and start having conversations to find out where their head's at, now you're like, well, damn, this
that
ain't
is
it.
Correct. That is correct.
The easiest way to girl somebody is put them around their family.
Right.
Like you
right.
can't be fake. You can't be fake around your family. Like they gonna call you out. So if you a loud mouth, they gonna be like, "Why are you so quiet? what you, because you got him over here now, you quiet, you know what I mean? Like, so that's the easiest way, because a person, like you said, Gigi, they can hide if it's just you and them.
Yeah.
But when you get around a person's family, they going to let you know how that person is. Like, they going to bring it out of them.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. If you get that damn far, you know what I'm saying? That's the thing. If you decide that you want to invest a little bit more of your time and energy to get to know that person. But, yeah, before you make that decision to do it, man, you know, take your time and get to know folks. And I think that people just – that's why they run through folks, man. It's not that, you know, people date around. It's just like, look, you know, some people aren't consistent, or some people are just, you know, they just playing the numbers game, and, you know, who can they get whatever they want from them the quickest. And if you're not it, then they go to move on. And there's a lot of people that's like that, men and women alike, unfortunately. So the single life can be challenging, but, so I have a lot of respect for people that make a decision to be very specific and what they want and what they will entertain. I have a respect for them for that. But at the same time, you know, you still got to put yourself out there if you want to find some type of, or build some type of friendship, or find some type of companionship, and you're intentional. If not, you can just date for fun, but just be clear that's what you want to do. I'm dating for fun.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you got to do. You just got to tell people what you want. You know what I mean? You got to tell them what you want. You can't wait the 90 days and tell them. You got to tell them up front, like, what your intentions are. For real, GG. Like, I know you be,
fact,
you got had these talks, this and this, but no, man, you got to be up front. Like, look, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. It ain't even got nothing to do with sex, but just life. Like, this is what I'm, you know, this is what I'm looking at. And somebody will be like, yeah, that's cool. Some of those things I rock with, some of them things I don't. But can't wait until y'all really kicking it, and then you say all these things, and that person be like, oh, hell no. Now you just wasted 3 months.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I believe in being honest up front.
How honest would you be up front, or how honest – can you accept if a guy, and we'll wrap this up, but you made a great point, Tom. So if a guy was like, look, you know, I'm very attracted to you, you know, I've been watching your moves and stuff. I know you about your business and everything, and I'm about my business too. But you know, right now I got to be honest. I just want physical right now. You know, is that something you'd be willing to at least discuss and see if we got, you know, some commonality in just a physical situation? Is that offensive to you?
I feel like, no, because that means that you're honest in the beginning. I personally feel like if I was younger, I wouldn't mind being about that life, but because I'm older, no. You know? It's not something that I would just be like, oh, yeah, I just pretty much just want to fuck buddy and that's it. No, definitely not.
to me,
but you said you wouldn't,
I just
be,
feel like,
you wouldn't be offended.
I feel like in the beginning, it's all about sex, like on both parts, because it's going to take time for us to get to know each other, right? Like one date, we're not going to know each other. It's going to take time to build that. So we talking to each other and we going on these dates because we trying to size each other up to see when we going to fuck. That's pretty much what it is. And then if it's good, we're going to go to the next step. Like, let me see, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That's just me. I just think like that. Maybe I think crazy, but I just think that sex is the one thing that every, in the beginning, that's just what it's about. You're just trying to play the game to get her. She's trying to hold off, or she might be playing the game to get you, and you trying to hold off. Because it's going to take so many months and months and months to really, really, really get to know a person and figure out what they like and what they don't like. And things like that. So y'all attracted to each other. Just
that
fuck.
Does happen. Yeah, I mean, and that does.
No, no, no.
Happen.
I agree
happen.
With what you're saying. Like, all of that does take time. But I mean, I think the question was, you know, if that's all that he wanted was physical, that's something completely different. You get what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, yeah.
So if you know,
yeah,
if you know
I,
that
I,
it's all physical,
just saying,
then that's all you're doing.
Yeah, fact. I was just saying that. I wasn't answering your question. Like, I wasn't answering what Gigi said.
Okay.
I was just saying it.
Okay.
I was just
in general.
It.
Okay.
In general, yeah, in general. In general.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
yeah.
Okay, Gigi, we going to end the show or you got some more stuff? What you want to do? It's up to you. Oh, no, I do. I have one more. I have one more question, Gigi. One more.
Yeah,
one
yeah,
more.
Go for it.
I didn't ask it. Well, I, what can't happen in the bedroom? I asked her what has to happen, but what can't happen in the bedroom? Let's get that.
So for me, the only thing that I'm going to say that I'm against is kind of like what I said before. I don't really do the asking. Everything else can go. It's not for me. It's for some people, but it's not for me.
Okay.
No anal, man.
No. Absolutely. I feel like it's meant for one thing and one thing only.
Exit only, right?
That's it. That's it.
Exit only. Man, and that. So would you be offended if that's what he requested though? Like, would that be a complete turn off? Like, would everything else dry up if he was just like, hey,
oh yeah,
you know
it's drying up. I'm getting up. It's yeah. I'm done.
Okay. Hey. You know.
Hey, everybody is definitely different.
Everybody is different. Everybody's definitely different, and that's why I promote some conversation about that. But I don't think that it should be. Hey, do you like anal sex? I mean, I don't think you should come off like that. But I do.
Correct.
Just like the questions that we ask, just like the question Tone asked, like, hey, what, you know, tell me what's off limits. I think that's a fair
exactly.
question. You know,
exactly.
Without being too intrusive. You know what I mean? So I think that's pretty cool to be able to do that. But I do think that there should be some type of conversation so there's not, like, impulse moves or spontaneity that goes wrong. You know what I mean? Like,
correct.
You're trying to spread your cheeks. And you're like, hold the fuck up. Like, we ain't even talk about that. So that'd be a bad look, man. And definitely don't want to get in a compromised situation for him.
No, you don't.
Thinking it's all good. So, yeah, I will say one thing. I'll definitely conclude the show with this. But I do want to say that I think dating is really important nowadays. You know, we come from a time like I guess the last few years. Where people have been like cool with just like linking up, like we're grown, you know, we could do whatever we want to do. I think getting to know each other, because what's been happening is when people link up because they're grown and because they can do what they want to do, right? Because they're grown, is people been put in very, very compromised situations. Like people are linking up and they're married or they're in a serious relationship, and because of that night she was feeling some type of way, or because of that night he was just like, shit, fuck it, you know, I'm gonna do what I want to do. Now you've linked up with someone that you have no business linking up with, right? And so that was promoted, that's been promoted for like years and years. And so I think nowadays, even with the way the pandemic has happened and quarantine and stuff like that, we really have to start taking better care of ourselves. Like, I know this is taking a different term, but we literally have to start taking better care of ourselves, because now our immune systems got to be strong as fuck now, right? Like, you're not just fighting ringworms and shit, Tone. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
it's real shit,
you know,
out there.
Lice and shit is not, you know, the worst thing that can happen with shit nowadays. So it's definitely a time frame to where you have to think about, like, if you're in a tough situation with your health, like, what are you going to do? Like, what are you going to do? Doctor's office are closed and shit. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to go to the ER. You in the ER, man. It's 2,000 folks in the ER. You know what I'm saying? They got them outside like it's a damn concert out there in the lawn. So it's real out there, man. So even with, you know, we talk about Freaky Friday, we talk about dating and stuff like that, I think we really, really have to be careful on how we move nowadays. And even with the pandemic and, like I said, quarantine, it made us sit our asses down and really think about, if I'm going to get involved with someone, is it worth my time? Because now you have to think about, okay, how are you utilizing your time, right? So are they worth my time? Are they worth my resources? I think one thing for guys ain't going out on as many dates as possible because, you know, a lot of the restaurants are closed, you know what I mean? But, you know, I still take a chick out to Applebee's 2 for $20. You know what I'm saying? We're still going to rock out like that. 2 for $25.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with that because if you go after 9, it's $2-$3 drinks. I'm trying to get lit. Just saying.
There it is, man. You gotta seize the moment. You got to seize the moment. But, yeah, man, so I just want everybody to be careful out there, man, and make better decisions because, you know, the shit that you do last week, last year, and stuff like that is going to affect you now and next year and months from now and years from now. And so we don't know what really is going to come out from this whole window of shit. Like, we don't know what's going to come out of it. So everybody just stay on top of your game, man, and be careful. So that's all I got.
That's what's up. Well, another great show. GG with the message at the end.
It's
all good, but it's serious, though. You know, you got to take care of stuff.
Yeah.
I think that this time is a time to restart. You get what I'm saying? Like, if you didn't restart the last time they shut down, you should be restarting this time because I'm pretty sure it's going to be a global thing where they shut us down. So just restart, man. You know, eat right, drink water, get your mind right. Get healthy, and you know, we just got to move forward. It's just something that we're gonna have to live with. It's not going nowhere. So, I feel like this is something that we just gonna have to get used to. So, like you said, you just gotta make the best of it. But with that being said, I want to thank all of the callers because they still on with us. They always hang on with us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Shout out to the callers.
Man.
This is they definitely be holding on. This is the 27th episode. GG, we almost had 30.
Boom.
We've been doing this for 27 weeks.
Pop some bottles.
You know what I mean?
Pop some bottles.
Big
bro.
Shout out to the to all the listeners. Big shout out to all the guests that we had. I was ready to say Taya again. I'm destroying your name. Okay. Thank you for taking time out your day to join us on Freaky Friday.
You're very welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
It was a super dope.
Yeah,
guy.
I mean, she gave all the information in the beginning, man. She's a smart businesswoman. Like, early in.
Yeah, but we're going to ask her to do it again. Can you let everybody know where they can find you at?
Yes, you can find me both places, IG, Facebook, at Thea Bay. And it's just like that. It pretty much links to everything else, the nonprofit, the fashion page. So, yeah, just have at it.
Oh, and I just want to say this for all the listeners. Please go to her page and watch. You did a domestic violence video.
I did.
It was like a short film. Yeah, it's super dope. Make sure y'all go check that out. Can you give your IG one more time so they can get it one more time?
Yes, IG is at T as in Tom, HAIABEY.
Definitely. Make sure you check that out. Gigi, where can they find you at?
Yeah, I just went over to IG real quick, make sure I connected with you, of course. You could definitely find me on IG, Gigi After Dark. I'm right there. You can also find me as I Am Rob Malloy. Definitely find me on Facebook. A lot of fun on Facebook, man. You can find me on Facebook on Malloy Rob. Malloy Rob, you'll see me there. And, you know, you can always go to ggafterdark.com to see what's going on, man. We're about to launch a cool conversations board game, right? So you can go ahead and check that out on the website right now to get some ideas and some details of what we got going on. And of course, you know, Freaky Friday on IG, Freaky Friday _. And that's how we rocking. Tone, finish us off, bro.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at GEI_Tone, Facebook, Tone Mitchell. You can follow the radio show, GEI Radio, on all social media platforms. And again, you can follow Freaky Friday Show _ on IG. Again, thanks to all the listeners for holding on with us. We never stop at 10. We always go over. So, but y'all stayed on. Rock with us. The conversation never stop at 10. It's dope. I'm going to say this again. Shia, did I say it right?
God.
Taya, bro. Think
Taya.
About it, man. Think about it. So,
Taya.
T-H-A, right? T-H-A
is
Taya, right? And
that
then the I is, you know, just got thrown out there. Stay up. Yeah. Hey,
yeah. Hey, yeah. Thank you again for taking time off your schedule to rock with us.
Now you're saying
crazy. Arizona is killing stuff. Make sure y'all, you know, check it out. Right. They're doing anything out there. GG, we're going to have to take a flight and do something out there, man. They got a lot of stuff going on out there. Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
I'm with it, man.
We got to do it in the wintertime because it'll be like 128. 130 in the summer.
Yeah.
That's too hot.
Yeah, that's too hot. But, yeah, I'm with it, man. Just say the word. Wheels up.
Bet. Everybody enjoy your weekend. We see y'all next Friday.
Yeah,
each and every Friday, 9 p.m. till the time we leave. Be safe out there. Peace.
Bye.